Hey, podcasters, Claire Zibant and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Matt needed some help puppy-proofing his house.
Claire takes us into the boudoir.
Ooh, and we celebrate World Get Out Your Guitar Day.
And would you spend $600 on a box for your head?
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. RAC know that maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA.
If you missed it last week or if you're new to the show, welcome. Matt got a dog last week, a new puppy, a Dalmatian puppy named Florence.
There she is.
Have you found your voice?
Big time.
So, progress report. Let's check in, Matt. First weekend with the puppy. How'd you go?
Oh, my God. What have I done?
Have you left home yet?
Don't get me wrong. She is an angel.
Yeah. They need to be.
I'm in love. I'm completely in love. And I did send a photo. I think we're going to put a photo up on Facebook. So she is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a package from heaven. But when you look at the sender's address, it's Satan.
And Satan's giggling right now.
I mean, I can't. I got her on Thursday.
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
We got her on Thursday. And it's only Monday.
Yeah.
And I was expecting for a little while to have a baby.
Yeah.
To have an infant.
Oh, you wanted some cute little puppy love.
Yeah, something that, you know, needed to be fed. And, of course, there was going to be toilet issues. I knew all
but
of that.
But just a few weeks of cuddles and suckling
Yeah, or this little thing going, it's a big wide world. What am I going to do here? I need your protection.
Protect me, yeah.
Gone from that within like an hour to the terrible twos or whatever they call it.
Well and truly fast tracked.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, man.
So, I mean, like, I've spent all of Sunday out there trying to save my veggie garden. It's gone.
Yeah.
You know, someone had said, vapor rub. Put vapor rub on the, you know, on areas you don't want her to go to.
Yeah, they often find the smell and the texture a deterrent. And so it stops them really from eating things. And
oh, not Florence. She's like Nat Fife going towards some Denka rub. She went straight in there, you know.
She'll never get a cold, though.
Oh, my God. And yeah, exactly. And, you know, the poo we accept.
Of course.
You know, and actually she's been pretty good.
Yeah.
When people say you're getting a puppy, and, you know, they chew everything. Intellectually, I know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that puppies chew everything. I know that.
You know that's coming. They're curious.
But everything? Every time I look around, it's like one of those Final Destination films.
Yeah.
Everything could kill it. And and she'll go for it.
Yep.
So I made like a wall of amps, of guitar amps, to try and stop her getting to chords and
thinking
whatnot.
Thinking about your gear, yeah.
Yeah, an idiot. Mm. Of course she's going to find the knobs interesting. So at 4 o'clock this morning as I'm trying to stuff my face with avocado toast, she's gnawing on my treble.
Gnawing on your knobs.
And I've gone to Matt from the School of Tough Love, right?
Yeah.
I've said, look, I've had a few dogs in my time and this is how I roll. And he thought, don't know about that, and they thought maybe a softer approach.
Nah.
But the thing is, advice comes from everywhere, and you never know what's going to work for your dog until you try it.
And most of the advice that I've heard, like, I'm not a dog person, but everything I've heard you say has been pretty hard, pretty early. You know, get you know, sort of lay the ground rules early.
I do think we might go down that road because I think Florence is a girl that will need some boundaries.
Yeah, and you know, you can puppy proof your house a bit. I mean, I say pop her in the laundry. She'll sleep when she's in the laundry, and don't use a coffee table as any kind of way to block doorways because McGruff ate the legs.
Oh,
right.
I thought if I tipped a coffee table sideways and then made that little, you know, he wouldn't get through, but he ate the legs.
Well, maybe that's good. That's good. Good. Look, any tips? I'll take anything at the moment. If I was acting arrogant before, I'm sorry because I know nothing.
No. It's not an easy thing to do, and it's cool that you care about your dog and you want to get it right.
Yeah. I've got a tip for you, mate. I've got a spare bedroom. Looks really good.
If anyone wants their home demolished cheaply, I've got the girl for the job.
No, I'll look after you, not the dog.
Oh, thank you.
The Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber.
Flow.
Flow. And by the way, I think Captain Paul made a video one, you know, knew he was shooting stuff when we went to pick up Florence.
Oh, Thursday, yeah.
He's gone and made like a feature film, which is up on Facebook and mix.com.au.
So, okay. So yeah. For those who've just turned on this morning, you got a dog on Thursday.
Got a dog on Thursday, a beautiful Dalmatian puppy called Florence.
And Florence is a bit more work than you realised over the weekend. She turned into a toddler in a couple of days. And we want to know how Matt can baby-proof the house.
We need your
help. Pretty much, yes.
Holly in South Guildford, how can he puppy-proof the place?
Well, welcome to the new puppy family. I also bit off a little bit more than I could chew with a little puppy. I have a golden retriever.
Yep.
And he's 12 weeks. And I have three. I started with one. I now have three baby gates throughout my house.
Okay, and Holly, you find that they're no problem that they'll hold the dog? Because I've got one baby gate up, but Florence is already strong, and I'm worried that it won't be strong enough.
Yeah, it's starting to have a bit of movement, but I think it's doing the job. My problem is that he likes to find treasure in the kitty litter tray, so
yes.
I have to block that area off.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been told about that one. They call it chocolate for dogs. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I had Staffy puppies as a foster, Holly, and my dogs were, those foster dogs were jumping the baby gate within 3 weeks of having them.
They saw it as something that they could train it.
Yeah, by 14 weeks, I couldn't control them anymore.
Oh, thanks, Holly.
Good on you, Holly. Well, I'll get some more baby gates.
They're doing the hurdles.
Monica's in Parkwood. Monica, how can Matt puppy-proof the house?
Well, I've had Roddies, and so the destruction level there is at a whole new level.
Yeah.
And my little puppy began eating the retic, and so I don't want to be cruel or hurt him, so I believe that if the thing is punishing them, you're innocent.
Yes.
So when my dog started eating the retic, I dosed it with Tabasco sauce.
Right.
And then I stood back and let him go for it, and he never touched the retic again. And with that, I also, any plants I didn't want him to touch, I smeared Tabasco on the labels. And when he approached and smelt that smell, never went near it.
Oh, really?
People often do that one with Tabasco and that sort of like chili.
Bit of Tabasco than wasabi.
And obviously it doesn't, I mean, that first lick won't hurt them. They just don't want to go near it again.
It's just unpleasant.
No, that first lick is just unpleasant. And also, if you go online and look at the dog whisperer, Jan Fennell, she'll give you some brilliant tips on maintaining the alpha for you to be the alpha.
Oh, Monica, I don't think there's any problem with me maintaining the alpha male, darling. No, that's
right. Turn it up.
Obviously, after 3 days, there is.
Well, okay,
thanks, Mom.
Okay, thank you, Monica. Yeah. Awesome.
So you don't have to give the dog fire tongue, but just a little taste of Tabasco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jill's in Mosman Park. Jill, help me.
Hi, Maddie. Yes, well, I've got a lovely Groodle Herbie, and I had very similar problems in the backyard of him digging up stuff. And what I did, and I researched it online, is I actually got his, sounds a bit gross, but you actually collect his dog poo and you put it in the areas in the garden beds that you don't want him to dig, because they don't want to dig where they've gone to the toilet. So
that's
a big hot tip, and it really did work. As much as it's a bit yucky. It doesn't hurt the dog, but they won't go near that area.
Oh, that's fine. I've got enough poo to fashion a statue at the moment, Jill. So
that's all right.
All right, that's very interesting. Okay, they won't go where they've pooed.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Right.
Digging their own droppings. Okay.
Good on you, Jill. That sounds like a solution.
Actually, we've got another caller here coming through as the calls keep coming to help Matt with his new dog and puppy proof the house. 133353. Let's go to Jeanette. Good morning, Jeanette and Thornley.
Good, Jeanette. Well, help me. How can I puppy-proof?
Well, I would get a puppy pen and make sure the dog knows exactly where it's allowed to go.
Yes.
But my biggest tip is try to get the dog used to having a carrot for a chew toy. They're non-toxic. So lots of your chew toys that you buy are very toxic, the paints and that they use.
Yeah.
And a carrot is natural and it also fills them up a little bit so they're not as hungry, especially if you have a hungry type of puppy.
It's great for keeping plaque off their teeth.
Yep, it's fantastic. A good way to get them to chew something else.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jeanette, because we did buy lots of toys because people said, you know, you've got to keep them interested. But I was thinking, you know, I don't know where this has come from, you know, what's been made with.
Yeah,
they're made very toxic. A lot of the ones that are very brightly coloured, they come from, you know, overseas.
Yeah.
And they're not very good for them.
Oh, good on you, Jeanette. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get some carrots.
Well, the chewed carrot will help at Christmas too when you're leaving some out for reindeer.
And you can buy them really cheaply. You just get the odd carrots or the horse carrots or whatever. Yeah, they're really good.
Beautiful work. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, Jeanette, well done.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Beautiful kind of week. Guys, something I need to tell you that happened on the weekend at the Claire's household. Because I did tell you that on Saturday night we decided to have dinner at the beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we had sushi down at the beach, down at North Beach. It was just beautiful down there. You know, like summer's night in Perth.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. A bit of Chris Rea. A
bit of Chris Rea down... So it sort of set the mood for a romantic night at our place.
Okay.
That's why you were heading off into the dunes and found all the other couples had taken your spot.
Absolutely. They were hogging the dunes. So we headed home. We watched a movie. So we'd finished our sushi dinner. And as Shelby, our producer, said this morning, sushi at the beach, a bit odd. But we ate it without sand, which was cool.
Mm. Great.
But we did get home and watched a movie, which was a light movie. You don't want to watch anything too heavy or too scary if you've sort of got a mood for love.
No. Yeah.
Because fairly soon, it was probably about 9 p.m., the house had a feeling of love. And being a man, I tried to convert that into lust.
Yes.
So there are certain ways that you can do that. And sometimes it's just play a few tunes, you know? Yeah. Like, so we got a bit of Nelly going on. And we moved to a different room. We moved out of the TV room into the bedroom, right? And what I did was I opened up the curtains and the blinds and everything in the bedroom and what the illusion of moonlight coming in.
It was beautiful. Oh, that's sweet.
It was about 7:30, 8 o'clock. It was starting to get a bit dark. It was actually the street light, but it looked like the moonlight. And then kicked off a few more tunes.
There we go.
And, you know, started getting into action. You know, like things were going quite well. I was pretty happy with myself. And then Laurie came into the room. But so, as you know, these things can progress, especially when there's some nice music going on. So we sort of headed then into Barry White territory.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Come on, baby.
Only a fool, baby, takes...
She's got a very deep voice, my wife.
She really does.
Now, things did get a little hot and heavy, and there's only so much I can say, but then I heard this noise. That's Laurie's ringtone.
Yeah.
And I could not get it out of my head for about the next 3 minutes.
Right.
Is that a message from Clive Palmer? I'm thinking, is Clive standing over our bed watching?
Hi, Clive Palmer here.
Stop it! So it took a lot of focus to get back on track.
Some people would say that extends your performance.
Well, yeah, Clive. Lady, you're thinking about Clive, yeah.
So
then we headed back into Barry's own.
Nice.
That's better.
Because we concentrated and didn't check the message, it went off again.
It was Barry White.
I'm thinking, is that Clive again, right?
Hi, Clive Palmer.
Oh, no. Thinking, what am I going to do? So I just put on a bit of Marvin again. I just tried to focus on the job. Oh, you know what I mean? And Clive was in my head. Can you hear Clive?
Yeah.
So when the night was over, we had to work out exactly what was going on. So I said, check your phone to see if it's Clive.
Yes.
Now, Laurie looked at her phone and she started laughing. I said, what are you laughing at? She said, just when you thought you were the boss in the bedroom, it's your boss, Erica, thanking you for making trifle for the function on the weekend. What do you do when the boss is in the bedroom at the most ultimate of moments? Right there. And I just went, oh, thank God it wasn't Clive Palmer.
Yeah, too right.
Things that you share.
I was expecting much worse. Yeah. It's going to be one of your kids out the front going, no. I'm out the front and you've got the windows open.
Yeah.
Peering in.
Dad, the moonlight's not working.
Oh, good morning to Erica, our boss. She was involved.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah, World Get Out Your Guitar Day, right? And I think the great thing about this day is I've got lots of buddies who have got, and I'm sure we all have, guitars sitting in the corner of a room that we don't play because we don't feel that we're good enough or that we're not getting any better or whatever.
Sound like me.
Right. And today's all about, you know, you don't have to play, you know, HBF Stadium or whatever.
Okay.
Yep.
Just pick up the instrument and have some fun.
And the reason we're not getting any better is because we don't pick it up often enough.
Well, there's that too, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Just make some noise.
Just have some fun.
Have some fun.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, obviously I've had a long love affair with guitars.
Yep.
But I didn't get one until I was about 17.
Oh, yeah.
I spent a lot of years, you know, playing the tennis racket.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, I actually used to do it.
Doesn't
used
quite have the same sound.
No, it doesn't. I dream of playing it, being a guitar god. I never got that, you know, anything like that.
I'm gonna be a rock god.
And I knew so little about guitars that my first guitar, it was a Sunburst and it had this great pattern on it.
Beautiful.
But I didn't realise that it was actually a left-hander.
Oh, right.
It was strung right-handed. Yeah. So I just didn't know what guitars were supposed to look like.
How bizarre.
Yeah, so I got that thing and had a bit of fun with it. And of course, you know, ended up busking in Hay Street Mall and being told by an old lady that I sounded terrible.
Oh.
So it was a fairly inauspicious start
to
my guitar playing.
So you didn't quite sound like the Young Brothers from AC/DC, maybe?
Oh.
You know, when you think about some classic rock riffs and then, you know, on guitar day.
Yeah, baby.
Eddie Van Halen from Van Halen.
Oh.
Oh, that was a bit more synthesizer,
isn't it? Yeah.
I bet you played Smoke on the Water, though.
Of course I did.
You can't learn guitar without playing Smoke on the Water.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get kicked out of music shops, too, for playing Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, and I still play Blackbird because that's the song that I feel like makes me look like I can play classically. But, you know, it's been a wonderful love affair. And if you've got yourself a guitar or a ukulele or a triangle or a kazoo.
All right.
Play it.
I'm going to do that today.
Play it.
Play those two chords, I know.
Yeah, man. It's one of the great joys in life.
So are you going to play yours for us then?
I am. This is just a very short little reflection on my guitar.
Great.
Picked up a guitar at 17. Thought I'd get a girlfriend. Turns out you need to play the thing. I made my poor mom listen to my teenage love songs. No wonder that she turned to drink. I don't know why nobody told me that maybe I should learn the flute.
That's for you, Kimber.
Thanks.
I don't know how, when busking in Hay Street, I made enough for Winnie Blues. I dreamed I'd be huge, I'd sell out Wembley Stadium. Turns out you need to have some skills. But Mango and me said stuff then, we'll make an album. At current count, we've sold 13.
Grab your guitar, pick it up, have some fun.
What a great way to get the Beatles on air. Thanks,
dude. Yeah, it was George Harrison and Eric Clapton together on All My Guitar Gently Weeps. Yeah. Well done, Matty.
Good on you.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Whoa. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Oh, Jen, I don't know how you missed this one. This one's super important.
Mm. Oh, Jen.
Because, you know, I mean, life is busy and I would probably describe life these days as noisy. World's just, it's noisy.
Yeah. True.
You know, there's very few moments you get when you stop and you get total silence and you stop and have that peace to yourself and you think, wow.
You just hear some crickets.
Yeah.
Basically, you've got to wait for death. Don't you, to get that kind of peace and quiet?
Well, kind of. And I think a lot of us feel guilt when we stop and take space for ourselves.
Mm.
You know, we feel like we're always meant to be on the go.
Yeah.
And so this awesome company, the Form Emporium, have come up with the perfect solution.
Good on you, Form Emporium.
Yeah, they've introduced the Thought Box.
Oh, hello.
The Thought Box is a cardboard and fabric box that you put over your head so that you can enjoy personal space at any time, anywhere.
Like the old Get Smart cone of silence almost.
The cone of silence, or indeed one of those Japanese hotels.
Yeah, true.
It is. Tiny. It is. It's made in Great Britain. It consists of a cardboard box with a bit of fabric, some lycra on it.
Uh-huh.
It's also got an internal plastic helmet that is adjusted to fit the user's head.
Okay, sure. This is a joke, right?
Earplugs, yep. And 5 interchangeable coloured fabric filters to suit your mood. And they throw in a thought stool as well, made from solid beech wood, so you can sit on the stool, apply your box helmet.
Oh, yeah. That's that kind of thought stool, because I have a very different kind of thought stool.
I just thought of stool, and I just couldn't get it out of my mind.
I mean, there's only a limited stock, though. If you're interested in the thought box, there's only 10 of them.
Oh, so, what?
Only 10?
Yeah. That's because they retail for $650 each.
Okay.
So
genius.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genius idea. It's such a good idea that I've created one myself.
Have you got one? It's Kimber's a very niche product.
Kimber's putting on the thought box. That
I've
one's
got,
not.
I've got this box.
That's probably
I
not.
I don't know.
That's quite
does
an improvement.
Does that work? I feel
probably
like.
Probably don't. Hang on a second. I'm going to move that off the
you know
good
what?
Morning box head.
It is actually sort of. It's isolating, but I do feel different in here. Does any you want to have a go?
Yeah, give us a go.
Have a go, Maddie.
Yeah, Matt's going to try on the thought box.
It does feel
it's a bit like
more
putting on
peaceful.
An astronaut suit. You
okay,
know? Okay. Matt's trying the thought box.
How does
right
it,
now.
That's good. That sensory deprivation. Isn't
how does
it?
That feel?
It feels all right.
Because I can sell it to you for $50,
as opposed to the $650.
Cheap.
No, I'll say pass because I think your dog's done something in that. But anyway,
and yeah, it's very English. You know, there's like. You know, get inside your box.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, you got your box.
Isn't it sad that to get alone time, we have to put a box on our heads?
I love the fact that they're charging $650 for it.
You get the stool as well, though, Claire.
Oh, yeah, and the colours.
There are other ways to get alone time, but people get hurt that way. So.
Oh, by the way, take it off when you drive. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. It's been happening. Festival season, this is a very good time to be out and about in Perth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why we don't roll out the festivals all year round. We have good weather for it.
We do.
Yep.
You know, there's plenty of opportunities. It feels like everything happens in January and Feb. Hurry, rush.
Yeah.
But I did get out to see a couple of Perth Festival shows, which was cool. I saw a family outing on Friday night with the performer whose mother is on stage with dementia.
Yeah.
And that was really interesting. I found it very, it was a very... it was a show with a lot of heart.
Was it confronting at all?
It was for me.
Yeah, I
found it because I guess you can't watch those things without sort of thinking about your own family and imagining your own parents.
And was this 20 years after the first production?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So she was a 30-year-old woman, now 50.
Yeah.
How bizarre. And lost her dad in the meantime.
Wow. It was pretty interesting. And I saw The Great Tamer yesterday, which is a piece from Greece, which was just people climbing out of the floors and lots of frontal nudity. Goodness.
Hey, we're Greek. We do this stuff.
There was a lot of nudity.
Sorry, I thought you meant Danny and Sandy kind of Greece.
Look at my Acropolis.
So
it was very
person.
Cool. I really loved it. I thought it was great. So it's a good weekend.
Excellent. What about you, Claire?
We had dinner at the beach on Saturday. I thought, let's go to the beach for something different. Loz loves exploring the rock pools and all the rest of it. So we went to Rock Pool, but the cheap version, the beach. So we're at North Beach, right? And there we find our own private bit of beach, a bit like Danny and Sandy from Greece. There's no one around, but it's funny how people hide in the dunes and around the rocks. You know, so you go, oh, we'll go here. No, there's a couple there.
Oh, yes.
So we found somewhere else, and the sunset, the crashing waves, the rock pools, it's beautiful. And the only thing that spoiled it was, the fun ended when two of the biggest ants in the world ended up on Laurie's towel, and we were out of there.
Yeah,
these are like inch ants, man.
She's not an insect lady.
No.
If there's insects around, Laurie's gone.
You know the big size staples? Bigger than that.
Yeah.
But,
and as I said to you, I think they're the ones that they use to bite you, and then you take their heads off and they're stitches.
Yeah, I wasn't going to try that because she'd cry. But it was, it was really, really nice. And Perth sunsets. Does it get any better this
year?
No,
it doesn't. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Magic.
Yeah.
How about you, Maddie? You get busy?
Oh, I just tried to keep a dog alive. I don't want to talk about it. The Big Breakfast
with Claire, Matt and Kimber. The back page of today's West. You may have seen it online already this morning. WA sporting teams, what a day.
Well,
what a
we did it.
Where do you start?
Should we start with the Wildcats?
Start with the Wildcats.
Wildcats beating Sydney again as our mate Damien Martin got a bit of a spell over his old mate Bogut there at Sydney.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And Bryce Cotton turned it on.
Bryce Cotton struggling. Like I'm talking to Tom out there who's very passionate about the Wildcats, right? And he says Bryce Cotton was off. for the first half, pretty much. And then he just became Steph Curry and just, well, he became Bryce Cotton and just went nuts.
But big numbers. Like, he missed his first 10 shots.
Incredible.
And then scored 27 after that, and 14 points were in overtime.
He was lulling them into a false sense of security, putting himself in cotton wool, as it were.
Cotton wool. And then a player like that just goes and it's Michael Jordan-esque.
Kane puts it on the floor. Mark decides to shoot. Damian Martin, the three-point hero.
Oh, the three-point hero, Damian Martin.
Three-point hero. I mean, when Damo hits a three, nobody is more surprised than Damo.
Damo
can't believe he gets it in.
I mean, you guys wouldn't know what the feeling, but when you're in the zone like that, you just can't miss.
Yeah. Who do you play for again?
Crocs. The Beckenham Crocs. Buggers.
and Dan Vandermeer, who works here, Dan the Internet, says that you go to a Cats game. He said he was at a game 2 weeks ago. He texted me. He said, the roar for Damo is even louder than Bryce. It is incredible.
Oh, he's much loved.
So much love. So back to the top of the NBL ladder for the boys.
Yes, and we haven't really talked a lot about Perth Glory this year, but what a stellar season for that club.
Have they been going well?
They've been going extremely
really well.
The guys are on top of the ladder, and I think I can't remember how many games to go, but we're getting towards the pointy end of the season.
Pretty much.
And our women's team.
Their premier's plate pretty much.
Yes, beg your pardon. And our women's team, Sammy Kerr, who, you know, was awarded yet again the other day, scored a hat-trick in the semi-final, I think.
So they're into the W League Grand Final
They're
as well.
Into the Grand Final.
Oh, here's Diego Castro from the men's team.
And now Deng is beaten by Economides. Unselfish Castro is flying in every sense of the word. What a player. 36 years young. He was desperate to get on the end of that.
No,
they're 2-0 up now.
How good's that? So the Glory Men 2-1 over victory and looking pretty good.
Yeah, really good.
And the Frio women's team in the footy, that's where you want to go, right?
Absolutely. Dockers girls, listen to this.
Fremantle pressure. Caulfield gets it quickly forward. It's just over the head of Houghton. O'Sullivan cleverly knocking it down. Duffy into the open goal. Fremantle on fire in the second term.
So the Dockers women are on fire, literally, their second win of the year. And it's not only that, they're kicking goals. They kicked 9 last week and 10 yesterday.
Right.
And they're pretty tough.
Yes.
They're really going for it, which is pretty cool. They beat Brisbane, who were the grand finalists last year, by 27 points. So they're percentage hungry as well as being pretty tough.
And it looked like a good crowd at Fremantle Oval yesterday.
The doctor had come in, so to cool things down a little bit. Still would have been a bit hot on the terracing on the other side, but people seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, good.
And winners are grinners, let's be honest.
And that's why we're not going to talk about the Scorchers.
Ah, no, we won't mention the Scorchers. But it was funny because I was watching the game at home, watching the Frio women, and the commentator was Michelle Cohen, their former coach. And there must have been times where she's going, why didn't you do this last year? good luck to our sporting teams.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
The win.
Think quick. Win cash. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
Hey, we'll get off the freeway at Warwick Road and go to Greenwood. G'day, Steve.
G'day, how are you?
We're very well, Steve. We're going to give you a category and a time limit to this pressure test, and you just need to give us those correct answers. We'll give you $10 for each one you get, but if you get all the ones we are after, $250 is yours, okay?
All right, I'll go for it.
All right, buddy, we're putting 10 seconds on the clock, so she's a quick one, Steve. And your time will start once I've given you the category. Steve, we need you to list 8 types of trades, working trades. Go.
Bricky, carpenter, sparky, plumber, engineer.
Ten seconds is fast.
It is.
It is very fast.
Once you engage your brain and you're on a roll there, Steve.
I guess, is an engineer a trade?
Well, yeah. Isn't
is it?
I don't know.
I'd say yes.
I'm turning to the adjudicator.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
They're saying yes. Yeah. 2, 3, 4. Everyone get 5? I've got five.
I've got a handful of tradies, mate. Well done.
$50.
$50, Steve.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
What do you do for a crust, Steve?
I can't say.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, that's good.
ASIO. So elusive. It is a trade, ASIO, but we can't talk
just
about
it.
It'd
be funny if you were a tradie and you didn't get your own. Good on you, Steve. Enjoy.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Tom, good morning, Tom. How are you, mate?
I still haven't worked out how to use a microphone.
What are you doing?
It's all right. You don't need to. You're normally producing.
I'm just impressed that I knew what to do.
Well, yeah.
Now, I just pressed the button for you.
3 years.
Thank you.
Did you guys see on TV last night this Operation Live on Channel 7?
I'd gone to bed by the C-section time.
Yeah, so they did a live C-section so you could see, you know, them see this lady give birth to a baby and watch the surgery.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like the game Operation Live.
No. But see, those things, I find them really disgusting, but people were very fascinated by it.
Yeah.
Just as they are with the slow-moving, slow-motion TV. Remember the train that went on for hours and hours.
I saw the one on the paddle boat or something last week and I fell asleep. It was great. Great therapy.
Yeah. Mm. And, but, and you know, we thought, well, what could we do that's as disgusting as watching a live C-section? Because that grossed me out.
Enter Producer Tom.
Yes. Producer Tom was pregnant and had a cesarean.
You're the guy.
So Producer Kat had a great idea after seeing my feet.
Right.
Now, so we've been
You call them feet.
We've had lunch on the toilet, which is also very disgusting.
Yes. Yeah.
And now my feet are really bad. They they haven't been cleaned properly in a long time.
Sure, they're a bit rough.
I like to wear no shoes around the office.
And they're a very big foot too, so they're really in your face.
And this isn't a new thing, right? Because for a while now, I've heard Kimber say a number of times, Tom, you're a really good-looking guy, but your feet.
He is a good-looking dude, but he's got feet like a hobbit. Yeah. There's no other. I can't sugarcoat it.
So basically the premise was I would go and get a pedicure. We would film it live.
Yeah.
Or film it. I'm not sure how you can refuse. Well, sort of. Delayed.
Not in real time, but close.
And then we would put it up on our Facebook page and see how many people wanted to watch someone with disgusting feet getting a pedicure. So we went down to Le Beau in Cardinia.
Well done.
Nice.
Beautiful setup. It is a bit too fancy to what I'm used to seeing.
Well, especially with those feet walking into it.
So I walked in with no shoes on. Yeah. The beautiful Karen looked after us down at Le Beau.
I'm sure Karen was thrilled to see
those.
She
was thrilled.
She's going, oh, by the way, girls, Fred Flintstone's here.
See your hoofs.
So they sat me down on the chair and this beautiful lady came out who was doing my feet and she looked at my feet and went, oh, my God. Now, I failed to tell them before I got there that I had a dermatitis thing.
Oh.
So double gloves?
So the skin had been peeling off my feet for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like Kimber, do you want to put that box back on your head?
Oh.
A whole layer of skin was coming off.
Right.
And before I got there, I'd been peeling off.
Stop it.
Sheets, like a snake.
All right.
Like sheets of skin.
Okay. So we beg to ask the question then, how many people have watched the video?
I saw it on there. It's about 2,000.
2,000 people have watched your feet get done.
There's like 300 engagements of people clicking on it going, oh, my
God, so it wasn't just
this.
You at home watching?
No. Oh, I did give it a good crack, though.
Yeah, of course.
So anyway, so if you want to see the video of someone having bits of skin scraped off someone's feet, it's like one of those pimple popping videos.
Okay.
Go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
Have a look.
Oh, brilliant. And also we're crowdfunding for Karen because she's seen some terrible things.
She needs therapy.
Terrible things.
And if you want to get yourself looked after, Le Beau down in Cardinia, beautiful spot. It's like a little Balinese tranquil kind of setting.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Look at you.
Nice plug too.
Valentine's down Thursday, Claire. So, hey, Laurie.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, I've got a story about Laurie coming up. Don't you worry about that. Did we mention you're a really good looking guy? Apart from your feet.
Once or twice.
Well done. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details. Enough with the awards ceremonies.
Oh, God.
Honestly, I feel like actors and musicians, they're the neediest people on earth. They constantly need recognition. Like, take your album sales and your movie cinema sales as credit that we liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, and we haven't even got to the Oscars yet.
No, the Grammys and the BAFTAs are both happening today. The BAFTAs have wrapped with the big wins going to Roma for Best Film, which is on Netflix if you want to check it out. I watched it last week.
Yeah, really?
Okay. Well, look, I'm just saying it's one of those ones where, like, I think that the movie critics would have loved it, darling.
Yes,
they would have loved it. Thought it was
so
fantastic.
Powerful.
So moving, so strong. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that the people are going to love it.
Okay.
But hey, I could be
you
wrong on
like
that.
Just like a bit of a laugh, bit of a slap and tickle.
Not the first time that's happened, though, is it? I'm sure they influenced each other in their voting.
No, I think it's similar to the Year of the Artist when the artist won. It's that type of vibe. It's like a black and white movie. Not a lot happens, but it's quite beautiful. The cinematography,
brilliant though.
Yeah, but you know,
oh,
not
no.
everyone's cup of
Maybe
tea.
Maybe I'm one of those people.
You should have said darling at the end.
Yeah. Okay. But Rami Malek got best leading actor in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Good on him.
Olivia Colman in The Favourite won leading actress. And best original music saw another win go to Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper and Lucas Nelson for A Star Is Born. Okay. That song has absolutely been smashing it in all of the awards.
Mm. Yep.
Now, on to the Grammys. It's the 61st Grammys hosted by Alicia Keys in LA, and it's happening now. And I've got to admit, the Grammys are not the go-to awards for me. I often don't really know the artists.
No,
and sure. I know I should. We work in music, I get it, but they're not across everybody's sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway.
Yeah.
A Star Is Born, Shallow, is up for a number of awards. Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Pop Duo, Group Performance, and Best Song Written for Visual Media.
Know that one.
Yeah, we know that
one. Lady Gaga's just said she's won one of those four nominations.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, good on you, Lady Gaga.
She said she shouldn't have worn makeup.
And Song of the Year, I mean, it's between Kendrick Lamar, Ella May, Drake. Yep. I mean, God's Plan, Drake.
Yeah, the Canadian, yeah.
Shawn Mendes.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
In My Blood.
Yeah.
So I do know Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, I know that one.
We played Shawn about an hour ago, yeah. That's the one.
Brandi Carlile.
Yeah.
Zed, Maren Morrison Gray.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And Childish Gambino.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, you know what I mean? I'm not as across this.
There were a couple. No, I don't know who that... Yeah.
I mean, Childish Gambino, huge.
Yeah, no, that one. Yeah.
Brandon Carlisle's big in the States.
Yeah, so that's kicking off now. We'll let
Belinda's
you know.
Sister?
Much younger sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's only in her 30s. Yeah.
Now, guys, in terms of Eurovision, Kate Miller-Heidke has been properly, formally selected to represent Australia at the 64th annual Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay.
Australia Decides, the competition was on Saturday night, and Miller-Heidke topped Saturday's scoreboard. She beat electronic group Electric Fields.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in third place was Shepherd.
Shepherd.
So
yeah,
they
you
came
knew
close.
They'd be pretty much up there, Shepherd.
Yeah. And Miller-Heidke, she didn't mess around. She was in a 3.3-metre high dress and a dancer swinging on a pole behind her. And she said, "The Eurovision brief gave me permission to go 15% more bonkers." Okay. Here's a bit of her song.
Okay.
Wowza.
That, you know what? That will do well.
Eurovision will love that.
It really will.
Probably second only to Azerbaijan.
Yeah, perhaps.
It's going to have that vibe. And she said the song is actually about postnatal depression. She said, "I tried to capture the feeling when I was coming out of depression and the world was getting its colour back."
Oh, okay. Oh.
And she said, "Having a child shakes your world and it's the sense of becoming myself again."
Well, she's got a bit operatic seer there, hasn't she? She's a real crack. You know that a Dalmatian with a beard will win, though, don't you?
Don't talk about Dalmatians.
That's Eurovision.
Eurovision, it's held in Tel Aviv, Israel in May. Okay. So, Kate Miller-Heidke, go on and smash it out of the park.
Gee, for someone who doesn't know much, you did pretty well
there. Yeah, you fumbled through beautifully. What a start.
That's your daily juice.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
To catch Elton John on his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, play this.
I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, been talking about this, been teasing you all morning, 8:37. Look, it's your last chance to ever see the legendary Sir Elton John in Perth.
Yes, we are giving away tickets in the very front rows of this farewell tour right now. And this morning, we're starting with row 10, which is still a pretty good spot.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Let's go to Kelmscott. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
How are you, Casey? You good?
I'm good. I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Would you love to see Sir Elton John for the very last time?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is how it works. We're going to ask five questions relating to Elton John, and whoever is the last person standing, the last man standing, and gets question five right wins. So, Casey, although you're first, if you're still there on question five, it will be yours. Or you might just do the spade work for everyone else that follows.
That might be the case.
Yeah, Casey, if you do get a question wrong, we're going to move to the next caller. So you ready to play?
Sure.
Okay, Casey is first cab off the ring.
Okay, first question. Casey, which instrument did Elton start playing at age 3?
Piano?
Correct!
Hey!
All right, question two. What Disney film, which Disney film, featured Elton John's Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, shit. I know this one.
Okay. Quick, Casey.
Oh my gosh.
Need an answer, Casey.
Aladdin.
Incorrect.
Okay, we move to Barry, who's in Hazelmere.
Okay, are we going with question two still?
Yes.
What Disney film featured Elton John's Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Barry?
Lion King.
Correct.
Correctamundo.
Well done, Baz.
Question three. Which massive music event did Elton John perform at, along with Queen, U2 and more in London on July 13, 1985?
What do you think, Barry? Need the answer, bud?
Yeah, not sure of that one.
Oh, thanks, Barry.
Sorry.
Sorry, Barry. Move to Mike in Melville.
Mike, which massive music event did Elton John perform at, along with Queen, U2 and more on July 13, 1985?
It was a big charity.
What was it called, Mike?
Live Aid.
Correct. Yeah. All right, Mike, question four. We're getting close. According to Elton John, what night is all right for fighting?
Depends what part of Northbridge you're in, really.
Have a crack, Mike. What do you reckon?
Tonight.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Sorry, Mike.
Let's move to Brabham. Catherine, hello.
Yes, hello.
Okay, go for it,
Which
Kimber.
Night's all right for fighting, according to Elton?
Saturday night.
Saturday.
Oh,
Saturday.
Catherine, here we go. Okay, you're on question five. This could be yours. If you get this correct, you win the tickets. Which Elton John song opens with the lyrics, "It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside"?
Ooh, this is for the win here, Catherine. Come on, Catherine, we need an answer.
Oh, no.
You want to just throw an Elton song at us?
Oh, Catherine, quick.
Quick.
Sorry.
Nothing. Sorry.
Okay, sorry, Catherine.
That means we go to Mindari and Gillian.
Gillian, what Elton Hello. John's song opens with the lyrics, "It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside"?
Ooh, that's not a good sound. Gillian?
Sorry, it's just...
Well, we're going to have to move on. 133-53 if you want to play Elton John.
Yeah, let's go to Baldivis. Deb, what Elton John opens with the lyrics, "It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside"? Oh, Deb's got that feeling
right now.
Deb's
not even there.
No.
You there, Deb? No, Deb's gone.
No.
Let's go to Manny. Is that Manny in Ellenbrook?
Mandy.
Is it your song?
Is it your song?
Correct!
Oh,
that's
row 10.
The luck of the draw,
Mandy,
with this game.
Oh. You just pulled a Brabham. You just came in the background there. What's his name? Bradbury.
Bradbury.
Forgotten his name already.
Brabham was good too.
And so you've taken it out. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, everyone did fall over on the ice.
You have scored tickets in row 10 to see Elton John, and you're going to enjoy the show.
Oh, awesome. I am. I've never seen him. I'm so super pumped.
Oh, you get to see him for the last tour.
Oh, no. I'm super pumped, guys.
Good on you.
Well done. Well played. And
thank you.
Good play for all the people along there who did
I like this. I like this format. It's exciting.
Well,
hey, tomorrow we're going to have tickets for row 9.
Yep.
And then we're going to keep giving them away until we reach row 1 next Friday.
RAC knows maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.